How are your paramedics and everyone getting ready for this?
Well, our paramedics are really working hard to try to acclimate themselves to the change in the temperatures and prepare themselves for being out in the heat. They work 12-hour shifts, 365 days a year, so they have to prehydrate. We provide frog togs, which are those towels that can cool you during the hot temperatures. They try to be in the air conditioning as much as possible so that they're not exposing themselves to extreme heat conditions, and really just trying to take care of themselves, noticing any changes in their behavior or anything like that so that they can bring it to our attention so we can take care of them.
The MC usually puts out heat alerts after, I guess, is it five heat-related calls? Is that still correct?
Yes. When EMSA receives at least five heat-related calls into our dispatch center, then we will issue a heat alert for that day. And basically, that's just telling us that the public that we serve is really feeling the differences and changes in the weather, and we need to basically notify everybody that, look, you need to take the extra steps and make sure that you're prepared to be out in the heat and humidity for that day.
How likely do you think you guys are to call a heat alert later this week or maybe even today?
We might. It depends on, again, the number of calls that we get in and whether or not people are heeding the warnings about taking care of themselves for the heat. Since Friday, we issued a heat alert last Friday, and as of Monday, we had already received 17 heat-related calls just in that time frame. So we're expecting that this heat and specifically the humidity associated with it is probably going to gear us up for taking a lot more heat calls in and thus issuing heat alerts to the public.
What should citizens be aware of when dealing with this kind of heat?
They need to be aware of whether or not they are prehydrating themselves. That's the biggest key to actually being able to combat these environmental temperatures that we're being subjected to. So making sure that you're drinking water throughout the day, remaining in air conditioning as much as possible or in the shaded areas if you can, limiting exertional activities out in the heat, and then making sure that you are hydrating throughout the time that you are in the heat as well. They need to keep in mind the humidity levels. Humidity over 45% doesn't allow your body to evaporate heat like it should, so you cannot cool yourself down because the water stays on the skin and it actually holds heat in, so you heat up more. So make sure you pay attention to the humidity for the day, and then make sure you're keeping a watch on how you feel. If you're feeling weak or fatigued, stomach cramping, feeling like you're a little nauseous, getting a little dizzy, those are some early signs and some symptoms that you need to look for and get yourself into a cooler environment.
And just looking at these kinds of temperatures, just sitting in the shade might not be enough to cool you off when we're talking about this kind of heat and humidity.
Correct. Shady areas are nice, but they're not going to be as cool as, say, an air-conditioned area. If all you have is the ability to find a shaded area where you are, you need to make sure that you have the ability to have air movement. So fans or something of that nature, fanning yourself with whatever you have. But we need not only the removal of the direct sunlight, but we need air movement across the body. And that's what's going to help you convect and evaporate the heat and cool yourself down. So the body itself can do certain things, but once we get into extreme temperatures, those abilities of the body are defeated, and so we have to help it out a little bit. So make sure that if you can get into air-conditioned areas, make sure you're checking for your neighbors. Maybe the elderly community doesn't really have the air-conditioning ability, and make sure that they have fans and things like that that can help them. And then also take care of our pets and make sure that they are staying inside and staying cool.
Right. So just like the extreme cold, we need to check on our elderly and anybody that might not have the ability to stay cool, that we need to check on these people.
Right. We need to be thinking of our community as a whole. So looking out for those that might not have the financial ability to have air conditioning. If you notice houses that have the windows open in extreme heats, We need to check on those people. The elderly community are the most susceptible, just because not only may they be on a fixed income, not be able to afford to turn the air on, so they're trying to cool their house in alternative methods, but they also might be taking medications that can limit their ability to cool themselves. And also, just as we get older, our body's ability to fight the heat gets a little bit less effective with every year of age. So we need to make sure that we're watching out for our community and taking care of each other.